in a different direction because it is the day after St. Patrick's Day, and many people don't want to think too hard. And we understand that. So we're going to go to Colorado instead, where a man was busted after allegedly getting frisky.
With
some fruits and vegetables and baked goods.
Is he putting them back, I guess?
Well, it all happened at a grocery store that he worked for. Oh. Now, Stephen Masala is facing a slew of charges. That's a great way to gain infamy in your hometown. Funneling the fruit. Here is Police Chief Jeff Swoboda talking about the crime.
You see, Mr. Masala was an employee at 1426 East Harmony Road, the Safeway. It was items of food that weren't commercially sealed. Again, we have many more videos to go through. But in what we have already seen, we have multiple victims, and we have multiple felony charges against Mr. Masala.
Do you, anybody want details on what they may have found in those loaves of bread or those cantaloupes?
No.
Sure, because I've got...
No.
Okay.
What's his preferred fruit? Never mind.
Well, there's movies about that, Rich. Anyway, that was brought to you by Penny Earn Concrete Technologies. If you're contemplating a concrete project sometime this summer, perhaps putting a nice stamped concrete driveway, man, those look amazing. And Penny Earn Concrete Technologies has example after example on their Facebook page, not only of successful outcomes, but videos on the process of preparing and pouring the concrete. If you know Tom Latham, you know the man just does not countenance second-rate materials, poor planning. In fact, the only thing you could accuse him of is over-planning, because he takes every possible step to prevent things like cracks and stuff showing up not long after the pour is complete. Their work is outstanding, and they've got tons of it, videos and photos, on their Facebook page. So they can do everything. Walls, build into contoured landscape, you name it. There is nothing beyond their purview. So reach out for an estimate on something you're considering at 284-9292. You'll love Tom. You'll know you're in the best possible hands with any concrete project when you meet Tom Latham and the team at Penny Earn Concrete Technologies, currently refurbishing the Prattville High School football team or football stadium, and maybe the team, who knows. But that's a big project, but they can handle a new front porch just as well. Same effort goes into whatever they do. 284-9292, Penny Earned Concrete Technologies. All right, how about this? We have accomplished nothing, and we're already two-thirds of the way through the show.
Wow.
So this last hour ought to be a breeze.
Are you doing the karaoke, popular karaoke songs? Is that what you're going to do?
Yeah, I think that's going to be, we're going to do a conundrum today. The inventor of karaoke passed away at the age of 100. And we have a list of the top 10 karaoke songs that people can't sing. And just off the top of his head, Jay Scott named a tune that happened to be number one, Caroline by Neil Diamond.
That was before I knew you were going to, or right at the same time, you were going to use it as a conundrum.
That's a song I used to like, but it has been so overused, especially in that stupid beer commercial, where they walk into a very woke bar and everybody's singing Sweet Caroline's bringing people together. It's such a bunch of crap.
Ba, ba.
Da, da, da. They do that at Boston Red Sox games, too, for
yes.
some reason.
Yes.
Sweet Caroline certainly reminds me of baseball. So we will do that, and we'll give away a $20 Seafood Bistro gift card when that comes. Also, what makes this the greatest day ever? You'll find out in just a couple of moments. Right now, here's Skipper with the latest on the road.
I was looking around the cams a moment ago, and it's usually this time of the morning we really start to build on some places like I-65 southbound into Montgomery. Traffic's light to moderate there this morning, about the same on I-85 southbound, Chantilly Parkway to Taylor on inbound. 231 out of Wetumpka, pretty loaded up this morning, and we're seeing a good bit of traffic on Troy Highway and Highway 331 inbound to Montgomery. But so far, things are looking good all around the area. It's going to get more busy before we get done this morning with rush hour. Spring is coming at Premier Place, Shopitz Fashion, GMC, T-Mobile, Goodwill, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development. Wendell Jay, Skywatch Traffic.
Gigi's Cupcakes, over 13 years in the River Region, has moved to Pepper Tree Shopping Center inside Chappie's Deli Pepper Tree. Enjoy your favorite treats, cupcakes, mini cupcakes, macarons, and cheesecakes. See you at Gigi's and Pepper Tree.
Taking on large commercial landscapes,
Steel is ready to help in your pursuit of the perfect cut with our full line of professional-grade zero-turn mowers and low-interest financing. Real Steel. Join the pursuit at steeldealers.com.
Visit Dietzville Ace Hardware, your only steel dealer in the area.
It's March 18th, the greatest day ever. On the 18th of March, 1852, in New York City, two prominent investors, Henry Wells and William Fargo, launched their namesake business, Fargo Wells. Rolls off the tongue. What? It's Wells Fargo? Well, I hope Fargo got the bigger office. Have a great March 18th, the greatest day ever.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
The time of the St. Patrick's Day party, 8 o'clock.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. It is wholly inappropriate. That's how Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu described Senate Democrat leader Chuck Schumer's call for new elections in Israel. As expected, Vladimir Putin has won Russia's presidential election. One person we know for sure who did not vote for Putin, the widow of the late opposition leader, Alexei Navalny. Dozens of American citizens are now back home safe from violence-racked Haiti, evacuated from the Caribbean nation aboard a U.S. government-chartered plane. It took a while, but a monster wildfire, the Smokehouse Creek blaze in the Texas Panhandle, is now 100% contained. And three people were killed, an infant hospitalized in critical condition after an SUV slammed into a bus shelter in San Francisco over the weekend. Wall Street, Dow futures up 82 points, NASDAQ futures ahead 216. This is SRN News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. And maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save many families up to $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. See what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
This is not headline news. March Madness is underway. Or as Britney Spears knows it, March. Willie Nelson did a duet with Kermit the Frog. Then he asked Kermit if he had any cousins whose backs he could lick. Realtors will stop charging 6% commission. This will reduce home prices from something you can't afford to something you still can't afford. Divorce rates are down to almost half the rate they were in the year 2000, which means that since then, the rate of people too lazy to leave unhappy marriages has doubled. And Kate Middleton may finally speak publicly next month. Why next month? Because it'll take that long to get the hologram technology just right. This is not headline news.
All right, 9 minutes after 8 o'clock on the day after St. Patrick's. I did hear kind of a funny story yesterday.
Okay.
A family was getting ready to prepare their St. Patrick's Day feast.
All right.
But the one person that was available to go to the store to get what was needed, they weren't, let's put it this way, there wasn't a high level of confidence in his ability to pick out corned beef. You know, and the meat department can get very confusing, all the different cuts of beef and everything else. Well, and a couple of other St. Patrick's Day table essentials. Well, he came back with a perfect slab of meat. But instead of cabbage, he came back with bok choy, which is...
What is... I've never heard of that.
Bok choy.
What is that?
Well, it puts the...
Oy!
In choy. It's kind of a cabbagey-like... I mean, I can see getting it confused.
Mm-hmm.
It just gives you a little bit of an Asian touch to an Irish holiday, that's all. I actually like it. I've used it in steamed vegetable medleys and stuff like that. It's... And you've got to carve it with a really good... But once it's tender, man, if you put just like a little hint of vinegar and stuff in there... Not bad.
You ever done the corned beef in a slow cooker, like a crock pot?
I know people do that. I never have used a crock pot for that.
It's pretty good. It's done right.
It's, yeah, that's the thing. I mean, you can also, my grandfather once, he was visiting me in South Florida, decided to make dinner, and he picked up a pot roast and cooked it in one of those things. And it was like a diving board when it was done. It was very tough.
Oh, it's right. Really?
Yes. I was as shocked as you are right now.
Yeah.
At the condition of that meat.
Because usually it kind of falls apart after you've been slow cooking it for quite a long time.
This part of the show brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body, Donnie and Brandon Turner. Over four decades now, putting cars back together, damaged in accidents, with one standard in mind, and that's the gold standard in automotive body repair. Seriously, a couple of times now I've had to call my insurance agent, mostly for cosmetic stuff, but like the deer, you know. Mm-hmm. And when you mention Montgomery Paint and Body, they kind of light up like, oh, thank God you picked them, because their reputation for integrity and excellent outcomes is legendary here in the market. So much so that one insurance company, a nationwide insurer, actually went in and videotaped their processes for repair to show as an example to other automotive body shops, saying, this is what we expect from you. This level of attention to detail. We want our customer to car back that's going to look good as new, maybe better. And that's the only way Donnie Turner has known how to operate MPB since he founded it over 40 years ago. And now son Brandon's in to help out as well. Talented people, state-of-the-art technologies. Once the damaged area is fixed, everything is done to make your car look good as new, maybe better, from bumper to bumper. MPB on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. If your car can't be driven after an accident, have it towed to the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. And if you can drive it, get a claim number from your insurance agent as quickly as you can so the process of ordering parts that need to be replaced, repainted, and repaired can begin. That's 27 Rec with a W for Montgomery Paint and Body.
Rich Thomas Weather brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
We've actually dropped a degree in the last hour as cold air continues to funnel in. You know, this is a late season cold snap that's not going to last long, but it's interesting that it's happening on the last day of winter, the last official full day of winter. Temperatures set back today with a high temperature near 60, mostly sunny, even though it's cloudy at the moment, but I think we will get into some sunshine later. Breezy today, north winds 10 to 15, gusting to 20. Freeze warning tonight. That's a big deal. We are into the growing season now. Tonight's low temperature down to about 31 with widespread morning frost, which obviously will affect tender vegetation, so take whatever precautions you need to. Tuesday's high temperature, only 59. Wow, it's late in the ballgame for that. Sunshine tomorrow, back to the 30s Tuesday night, first night of spring, and low temperature down to about 38. Not quite as cool Wednesday with a high around 70. Low 70s on Thursday with more sun, and the next risk of showers holding off till Thursday night into Friday. Right now we have an 8,000-foot overcast with northwest winds at 10. It's 53 at 8:14.
Web Bobo with Capital Tractor. The Z700 series is the star of Kubota's line of zero-turn mowers, and our special spring pricing makes it easier than ever to take one home today. Powering Alabama, Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
Hello and welcome!
Do you know what today is?
Educate me, please!
I seriously think it's Sloppy Joe Day.
Yeah, it's supposed to be Sloppy Joe Day!
It's Sloppy Joe Day.
It is today, National Sloppy Joe Day.
It's all right. It's all right. It's Sloppy Joe Day.
Today is National Sloppy Joe Day.
Get yourself some Sloppy Joes.
Let's start the show.
Come on. It's showtime.
It's contest time, too.
Who's ready?
Who's ready?
To play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
All right, we're going to do a conundrum this morning. This is to honor the passing of Shigeshi Nagishi, who lived to be 100 years old and invented the first karaoke machine in 1967, which allowed moments like this to occur in bars and dumps everywhere.
And if I should ever go away, well, then close your eyes and try to feel the way we do today.
I can't take it anymore!
So, it's just like the record.
Yeah, I mean, identical, like the captain and toenail, or whatever that was. So we have a list of the top 10 karaoke songs, because so much of this is digitized now, they can keep track. Mm-hmm. So Sweet Caroline was number one on the list. Name any other song that's on the top 10.
Yeah, see, I think we're okay with kind of giving away that first one, because I think this would have been a quick conundrum if it had not.
That's a gimme.
Well, yeah. I mean, I do like them when they're done and out of their misery. I mean, over early.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. But that's all right. But think, if you've done karaoke, think of songs that seem to be sung at every karaoke event.
I bet I know what it is.
And call us at 272-9228, because we have a $20 Seafood Bistro gift card we'd like to give away. Any song from the top 10 list that we have here.
Okay. Any song on that list. Oh, I was thinking of just number two. And I'll write it down.
Oh, no. We'll be here through news and views and probably my afternoon show.
What are you writing down, Rich? You writing down something?
Big names on the list. Let me see. You're taking a guess there? No.
Really?
It's not in the top 10.
Oh, that would be a good one.
Really? I would not have guessed that. That seems a little too modern for me, but
No.
Not even on the list.
There are some songs of recent vintage here. There's some 70s, there's some 80s.
Okay.
You couldn't sing along to anything that was made in the 90s. Unless it was Garth Brooks or Shania Twain.
My go-to list. So.
But that's not on the list.
Is Garth?
Not in the top 10.
Okay, I was going to do Low Places, because that's one of my go-tos.
Is it?
Yeah, sometimes.
How much money would we have to raise for a good cause to get you to do one karaoke performance?
You don't have that much money.
I don't know. I might challenge you on that sometime.
The next time, mark it down, and I say the next time as though I'm expecting it. The next time I'm in the hospital. The next time I'm in the hospital, I'm gonna pull a dying kid Babe Ruth on you.
yeah, there you go.
Please, Mr. Thomas, if you would sing karaoke, I'll get better.
So, the karaoke machine.
On Monday night at the Weather Conference, we do karaoke night.
Right.
So we're in Cleveland, and we're at the House of Blues. And I signed up, you know, and you have to wait a while, you know, for them to get to your name on the list. So right before me, though, is our Nick Walker from the Weather Channel, who does Sweet Caroline, and people just go crazy. So I'm following that. So meanwhile, I'm at the bar doing shots of Grey Goose before I got up. I forget what song I did.
Of course, you're doing shots of Grey Goose. You're going to forget
what song. No. I mean, I just needed some extra encouragement.
So, we need any song that's on the top 10 karaoke list.
Mm-hmm.
So, those of you who participated in this, you must have an inkling or a clue.
Tell me why.
These are all big hits on the list. Male and female, band songs, all kinds of different things. So 272-9228 is our number. I can't help it that this list came out on a Monday. Maybe this is too hard for a Monday thing. But
wait a second. I'm going to try another one here real quick, since there's nobody calling.
272-9228, we're waiting. Don't make me pull out the torture music. Oh, wait a minute. Sure. We have a caller. Hi, what's your name?
Hey, who's this?
Hi, this is Tyson.
Hey, Mason. What's the first letter of your last name?
Edwards.
Thank you.
Okay. So tell me, what is it? Give us a song.
I can only think of I Will Survive.
You're a winner.
Oh, man. Got it. I Will Survive was number 7 on the list. So good work, man, and thanks.
Yeah, but
now we have time to do other things during this show.
Yeah, but I want to hear some other songs on the list.
I'll run down the list. All right. We can get bonus entries to these other callers. You hang on. You want the Seafood Bistro gift card. We have on line 3 here. Begging your pardon.
Who's this?
I'm going to smash this mouth into smithereens. All right. We have Donna. Donna, can you name one of the other songs on the list?
Well, I know a real popular song would be Sweet Home Alabama.
Oh, that's a good one.
It didn't make the top 10, but
it didn't? Oh, man.
But I bet I bet it's really big here in Alabama, for sure.
It is very big here in Alabama.
Yeah.
Okay,
thank you.
Bonus entry for you. Let's go to Ken. What do you think? Name a song in the top 10 karaoke tunes of all time.
Margaritaville.
I bet that is on there.
Not in the top 10, but a great guess. No, I know.
The first song I ever did was Come Monday by Jimmy Buffett. That was my first one.
Don't give anything to acquire tapes if you have any evidence of Rich Thomas singing karaoke.
I got a picture I can show you.
This would be East.
Yeah, let me try this. How about Feelings?
Oh, brother.
Oh, my God.
Talk about the ultimate.
I got to throw up.
Did make the top 10. I will check 11 through 30. I'll run down the list in just a moment. All righty. When we come back on News Talk 93.1 FM, we'll check traffic here in just a second. Get your 18-19 news as well. If you're looking for a vehicle, the place to find it, and many people are shopping pre-owned, and with good reason.
Bill?
But if you're going to shop pre-owned, why not shop with a place that has done everything, I mean everything possible, to make sure you're buying a car that you can depend on. When you shop pre-owned at Jack Ingram Select, John Ingram came up with a brand new vetting stand. They've always been known, and it is one of the area's last true family automobile dealerships. They have done everything possible for years to make sure you're not buying somebody else's troubles, but they've taken that a step further with an 84-point vetting process on the engine. The Carfax Vehicle History Report has to be clean. This car has to be deemed by their team, their own employees, as worthy of resale. So when you're shopping, consider price, the type of vehicle, whether it's a good fit for you, a new driver in the family, or your business. And with 25 lending partners, you don't have to think about getting a loan because they'll get you done. And there's a great selection starting under $10,000 to as high as you want to go. Jack Ingram Select Used Cars. They come with extended warranties, courtesy of the Nissan Certified Select Program. They also back up your purchase with roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement for the duration of the warranty period so you can drive with confidence. Start shopping at jackingramselect.com. Traffic and then 1819 News next.
Well, I was looking around the cams a moment ago, and it's usually this time of the morning we really start to build on some places like I-65 southbound into Montgomery. Traffic's light to moderate there this morning, about the same on I-85 southbound, Chantilly Parkway to Taylor on inbound. 231 out of Wetumpka, pretty loaded up this morning, and we're seeing a good bit of traffic on Troy Highway and Highway 331 inbound to Montgomery. But so far, things are looking good all around the area. It's going to get more busy before we get done this morning with rush hour. Spring is coming at Premier Place, Shop It's Fashion, GMC, T-Mobile, Goodwill, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development. Wendell J., Skywatch Traffic.
A couple more callers you want to guess on karaoke tunes, and Bill, you're next.
Okay, good morning. It'd be Lee Greenwood, I Love the USA.
Oh, that's probably a good one.
It didn't make the top 10, and I will go through the rest of the list a little bit later in the hour. Thanks for calling. And who do we have on three?
That is Pat B.
Pat, good morning.
And good morning, Greg. I don't ever do your songs because I don't know songs. I was calling to brag on one of your sponsors.
Sure.
Clark Heating and Air.
Oh, awesome. Glad to hear that.
I had them out Friday morning to do the annual tune-up, and Mr. Noah did a really good job getting everything all cleaned up. He says, you're ready to go, and then I handed him a certificate from 93.1 that says, paid in full. And
wow.
That was really nice.
That is so awesome.
Yep. So.
And they're terrific people, aren't they?
Yes, they are, sir. Anyway, you have a blessed day.
You too.
Hey, let me try another song, can I?
Yeah.
This is also one of my go-tos, or it was New York, New York.
It's not in the top 10.
Okay.
It might be if you went to that market specifically. Mudbug.
Yes, it is American Pie.
Oh.
Not in the top 10. But I can see it's a great karaoke song. Kind of long.
Yeah.
Do the whole thing. But good guess. Thank you for trying. 1819 News is next. And later on this hour, we're going to honor a cherished member of our team we lost over the weekend.
News is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm, your Alabama personal injury lawyer.
1819 News.
State Senator Arthur Orr wants his fellow colleagues within the Alabama legislature to not just address the woke agenda in public agencies, but to also address the power structure of the Alabama Department of Public Health. Orr was asked about the effort within the state legislature while he was on WVNN radio. Orr says he thinks a more powerful department like the health department needs to be addressed, especially that of the state health officer and how that person is chosen and what organizations are the controlling entities behind that position.
Legislators are beating their chests over thumping libraries and the archives and history. They need to take a hard look at themselves in the mirror when it comes to our state public health officer, who is unaccountable to the public via an elected body, be it the legislature, be it the governor, who's elected by a board who is unelected, and therefore, in my opinion, very unaccountable. And the system, controlled by the medical community, pushes back when legislators try to bring some control and accountability over that position, and the legislators go weak in the knee and head for the hills. And I find that very unfortunate and something that we need to address.
I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Covenant Grassroots Group seeks to directly support organizations and agencies that are fighting the global battle against human trafficking. They do this through funding, procuring, and advocating. You can go to covenantrescue.org for further details. They need your donations, guys. Hop on and donate.
Murder charges have been issued against a man and woman in Mobile for the death of 52-year-old Rodney Tucker at the end of January. 43-year-old Gilbert Pittman and 36-year-old Jessica Allen were charged with a domestic incident. The details of how Tucker died or what the relationship was with the other two has not been revealed by investigators. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
Injured in a car wreck? I'm Johnny Adams, the attorney you need to know.
Call Johnny Adams Law Firm.
Representation is made that the quality of legal services provided is greater than the quality of legal services provided by other lawyers.
Honey?
Yeah?
Do you think it's safe using all these extension cords?
Oh, yeah, it's fine.
Actually, too many extension cords can be dangerous. Call Crosby Electric to add new outlets.
Sure is dark in our yard.
Good. We'll sleep better.
Maybe you will.
Crosby Electric does landscaping lighting for beauty and safety, as well as security lighting for peace of mind.
Oh, darn. The vacuum cleaner just tripped a breaker.
Honey, never vacuum while I'm making popcorn.
Tripping breakers can indicate a potential fire hazard. You really should have it checked out by Crosby Electric, serving the River region for almost 50 years.
Sweetheart, are you ever afraid that lightning could damage our electrical system?
Afraid? Come on. No. Maybe we should call Crosby. Just give him a call.
Full house surge protection can protect you and your possessions. For an assessment and for all your electrical needs, call Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Healthwise Foods and Irwin Naturals has a huge comprehensive line of men's health products. Trouble with low T, low libido, or prostate support? Check out Irwin Natural products like Testosterone Up, Prosta Strong, Horny Goat Weed, and more. Healthwise Foods and Irwin Naturals have healthy alternatives to help with these vital issues. Find Irwin Naturals at Healthwise Foods, family owned for over 36 years. Healthwise Foods, 5147 Atlanta Highway, open 7 days a week. Call 277-9925 or visit them on Facebook.
It's the best sale of the season at Cafco's Spring Open House this week. Save on home decor, floral supplies, and gifts, or find inspiration for your home in our new spring merchandise. Visit daily for door prices, new deals, and surprises throughout the store. Saturday, enjoy music by Brian Brantley 11 to 1, and stay for our designer demonstrations at 1. Shop our Spring Open House for huge savings on our already low outlet pricing this week, 9 to 5 p.m. at Cafco Outlet, located on the Wetumpka Highway.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Oh, my God. Who the hell
cares?
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Jayhawks, Mountain Hawks, Rebels, Spartans, Terrapins, Orange, Bean, Green, Big Red, Blue Devils, Demon Deacons, Miners, Boilermakers, Golden Gophers, and Commodores, Huskies, Lobos, Terriers, Badgers, Spiders, and Longhorns, a couple of Cougars and two Golden Bears, Gators and Gales, a pair of Panthers, Racers, the Irish, and two Tigers. Pace yourself, we're only halfway there. Cardinals, Colonials, Saints, Monarchs, Mountaineers, Bears, Buckeyes, Hoyos, Yellow Jackets, and Volunteers, Gauchos, Cowboys, Catamounts, and Buccaneers, Bobcats, Bearcats, three Wildcats, Musketeers, Seminoles, Eagles, and two Grizzlies, Golden Lions, Golden Eagles, Aggies, three brackets. It's March Madness.
That's us from another year, but unless you're a bracket freak, who really would know the difference, right? News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV at 831. So we've been doing this thing on since the guy that invented karaoke passed away at a ripe even 100 years, guessing some of the more popular karaoke songs. And some of the, and I pulled up the whole list, top 30. We'll count them down in a moment. Mudbug, what did you have?
Friends in Low Places.
Not in the top 10.
Yeah, we mentioned that one. Yeah, that's one.
My Way.
What?
Sinatra, My Way.
Nope, not in the top 10. Thanks. Here is Cowgirl.
Good morning.
Hey.
Has anybody said Queen?
Queen?
Yeah.
Which one?
The Bohemian Rhapsody.
It's very good.
That is good.
Give her a bonus entry in the grand prize drawing. Yeah, Queen was number 8. Good work. Here is Kathy.
Has anybody said Love Shack?
Love Shack is a really good answer.
It's number 4. So, wow, back-to-back bonus entry for Kathy. Please.
At our weather conference, that's a very common one.
I'm going to quickly scroll down the top 30, starting with number 30, Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
Okay.
Baby Got Back. I know somebody who does a great job with that song.
Right.
Billie Jean by Michael Jackson was 28.
Ooh.
It's Raining Men by the Weather Girls. What's the chance of Raining Men today, Mr. Weather?
Oh, 0% today.
0%. All right. Since You've Been Gone by Kelly Clarkson was 26. Africa by Toto.
Sure.
As the rain down in Africa. Sound wounded. Total Eclipse of the Heart was number 24. Mr. Brightside by The Killers. Isn't that ironic? A group called The Killers doing a song called Mr. Brightside?
Well, they're huge.
That thing has been on.
That is just massive, song right there. That is.
I believe you. You need to tell me. You Ought to Know by Alanis, number 22.
Okay.
Heard a great song by her last night.
All right.
Teenage Dirtbag by Wheatus.
What?
Wheatus sounds like a body part. Clean Your Wheatus.
How about You Gotta Fight for Your Right
to Party? Man, I Feel Like a Woman by Shania Twain.
Okay.
Number 20, Summer Nights by John Travolta. I guess that's a duet kind of thing, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've seen that done.
I Love Rock and Roll by the shrewish Joan Jett. Like a Virgin by, of all people, Madonna. I Want to Dance with Somebody by Whitney Houston.
Yeah.
Kiss from a Rose by Seal. That is a great song. Baby One More Time by Britney was number 14. Friends in Low Places did make it at number 13. I'm surprised it wasn't in the top 10, actually.
Me too.
Ring of Fire by Johnny Cash, number 12. Jolene by Dolly Parton was number 11. And then the top 10, counting down from 10. Just the Way You Are by Bruno Mars, not Billy Joel. Summer of 69 by Bryan Adams. Queen, Bohemian Rhapsody, somebody guessed on that. Gloria Gaynor's I Will Survive was number 7. Dancing Queen by ABBA, number 6.
Nah.
Wannabe by the Spice Girls, number 5. Love Shack was 4th. Don't Stop Believin' by Journey was number 3.
Now, I wanted to say a Journey song, but
yeah,
I don't know which one.
I believe that.
Living on a Prayer by Bon Jovi was number 2.
That works, yeah.
Yeah, I guess if you're drunk and you think you can sing, that would work. In Sweet Caroline by Neil Diamond.
It's a good crowd song, Living on a Prayer. It's got a hook that the entire crowd can sing along with, just like Sweet Caroline.
Since we just gave away a $20 Cebu Bistro gift card, how about Jay Scott in to tell us more about this great restaurant?
Wonderful. I would love to. It's a fantastic restaurant with some wonderful items on the menu.
They don't have karaoke, though.
They do not have karaoke, although maybe I could get it. I mean, he's got enough TVs in the place. He could probably put karaoke up on one of them. But I doubt he's going to do that. He's got a lot of close neighbors. They probably would complain.
Yeah.
But yeah, Seafood Bistro will open up today at 11 a.m. They are located, speaking of their neighbors, 1651 Perry Hill Road is where they're in a little shopping center right over there. That's where they're at. And you can go by there and enjoy some delicious seafood or wings or anything that's not even seafood related. They got salads there. They've got the fried pickles, the Cajun cheese curds, the corn nuggets, the fried green tomatoes as well, the bacon cheddar fries. We talked about the wings that they've got, as well as the chicken tenders. Yeah, they got fried chicken tenders as well. So that's kind of, you know, off the seafood menu. But, man, seafood menu is just great. They got that red beans and rice. The seafood gumbo is kicking every day. The NOLA-style barbecue shrimp. The shrimp and grits. Just go over there and enjoy that. Right when they open up at 11, you will, oh, God, you'll thank yourself. TheSeafoodBistro.com is their website. Go there to see everything on the menu and put an order in. Use the delivery apps on your phone to do the exact same thing. Or just go by and see them, like I said, over there on Perry Hill Road. It's The Seafood Bistro. Like and follow them on Facebook.
Now I got Love Shack playing in my mind all day. Jeez.
I'm sorry. I did not mean to give you an earworm.
I love
Shane. It's 8:36.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
It's cloudy at the moment, but I see signs on the satellite that we're going to get some a lot of sunshine, I think, later on. It's going to be a breezy day today on this last full day of winter. A big temperature setback with a high temperature. We may not reach 60, but I've got us around 60. With that north breeze gusting as high as 20 later on, adding insult to injury. So a freeze warning in effect for tonight. This is a late season freeze. The average date of the last freeze is March 8th. So this would be pretty late. Although, last year, the final freeze was on the 20th. So tomorrow is the 19th. So that's comparable. Low 31 tomorrow morning. Widespread morning frost. Tuesday's high only about 59 with sunshine. Back to the 30s on Tuesday night, low 38. That's the first night of spring. Not quite as cool Wednesday with a high around 70, mid-70. Let's say low 70 Thursday with more sun and the risk of showers holding off till Thursday night into Friday. Right now this morning, we have cloudy skies. It's 53. At 8:37.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Yeah. All right, coming up, we will pay a tribute to somebody who was a beloved member of our cast for a number of years, and my locally adopted mom. I want to thank everybody that jumped on Facebook yesterday to offer condolences and remember some of the funny stuff she did. In fact, we have a Mommy the Swami favorite to play for you as well as we remember her. Perfectly on News Talk. It's 8:39.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Oh my, we have a three-vehicle accident. Birmingham Highway at Old Selma Road. Please use caution there. Had a minor accident reported Ann Street across from Lee High School. We're hoping that one is out of the way. And we're seeing a good bit of traffic coming in from Wetumpka on 231 still this morning. I-65 and 85, light to mostly moderate this morning. Troy Highway, Highway 331, both busy, light to moderate traffic there. Buckle up, be safe. We will keep you updated. High school students, get a jump start on your college career with dual enrollment at Trenum State. Trenum State, today's college for tomorrow's world. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
When you need a renovation without the complications, call Bath Innovations today.
Are you ready to transform your bathroom into a space of innovation and luxury? Look no further than Bath Innovations of Alabama, your go-to for custom bathroom remodeling. Bath Innovations introduces cutting-edge shower enclosures crafted with integrated high-tech polymer, safety, space optimization, and a stunning aesthetic. These enclosures redefine your bathroom experience. Made with top-tier materials and state-of-the-art technology, their enclosures boast unparalleled durability. They are mold and mildew resistant, easy to clean, and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Bath Innovations shower
shower enclosures proudly carry the prestigious Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval, ensuring quality and excellence. With over 300 color pattern combinations, finding the perfect match for your bathroom decor is a breeze. Elevate your space with Bath Innovations. Interested in a bathroom remodel? Call Bath Innovations today for a free estimate. Visit their design center at 2331 Eastern Boulevard or explore options on their website, bathinnovations.com.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Congrats to Auburn on making the big dance.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Our final traffic.
Get pool repairs and renovations right now and have the coolest pool year-round. Call Skipper Pools at 356-0237. Skip the rest. Call the best. 356-0237.
And now here is Entirety. Air traffic update.
Oh my, we have a three-vehicle accident. Birmingham Highway at Old Selma Road. Please use caution there. Had a minor accident reported Ann Street across from Lee High School. We're hoping that one is out of the way. And we're seeing a good bit of traffic coming in from Wetumpka on 231 still this morning. I-65 and 85, light to mostly moderate this morning. Troy Highway, Highway 331, both busy, light to moderate traffic there. Buckle up, be safe. We will keep you updated. High school students, get a jump start on your college career with dual enrollment at Trenum State. Trenum State, today's college for tomorrow's world. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Today's National Sloppy Joe Day, and it says, get your manwich on. That is not Sloppy Joe.
No.
That is tomato soup that didn't make the cut at Campbell's. Let's be real here.
That's inaccurate.
I wanted to take a moment to thank everybody that joined my Facebook post yesterday. For several years, she was known to listeners as Mommy the Swami. And in real life, she was my adopted mom here. Back in 2007, I needed a personal physician. And I didn't. So I went on my afternoon show back in the days when it was on AM. Show had an audience. And I said, anybody got a recommendation? Well, a woman listening called and said, you should see my son. And that's what a good mother does. She is promoting her child.
That's right.
So not only does she make an appointment, and he is still my physician today, Dr. Dennis Woodling, Nobel laureate physician and War Eagle graduate, by the way. She met me at his office to make sure everything went well, because she didn't want me to get mad and then say something on the air, which I would not do anyway. But anyway, we became friends, and Swami was a daily call of mine virtually every single day over these last 16 plus years.
I know she was.
And then by extension, she and her husband were like my adopted mom and dad, and all the Woodlings. Darren Woodling, founder of Infusion, chiropractor extraordinaire, and I mentioned Dennis. They became family to me, and they still are. And I want to thank the brothers for letting me be with her at her last moment on Saturday. But a couple of years into this thing, she reminded me, she had such a robust voice, and she used to get such a kick out of it when people recognized her in public because they had
heard her.
There's no
the
mistaking
air.
Her voice.
Right.
So I had an idea of resurrecting a character I actually did in Florida. You know, moms are intuitive people, so why not use her to predict games? Thus, Mommy the Swami became a thing. And here I found one of her predictions that we said. Now, she's also a very typical mother in this, in addition to predicting the score. So listen to the early part of this, because mothers do this to her son.
Hello?
Ma?
Hello?
Ma, what happened? Did somebody die? What? This is not what I expected, you know, in on a holiday weekend, this kind of emotion. What is so horrible?
Well, you said you weren't going to be here for Thanksgiving.
Ma, I don't know what radio show you've been listening to, but I am going to be here for Thanksgiving this year.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I'm here, and we need the Iron Bowl prediction.
Oh, okay. You got to refresh my mind. Who's playing?
This will be the annual game between Alabama and Auburn. It's like, you know, the pivotal matchup of the year.
Oh.
So what do you see happening in the Iron Bowl this year?
Well, Alabama 34 and Auburn 1.
Ma, I don't know if you've caught on to this, but it's impossible for a football team to score 1 point in a game.
Well, the way Auburn's been playing, they'll surely figure out a way to do that. Okay, I'll see you at Darren's house at 1:30. War Eagle.
So we did that for about 5 or 6 years, I think.
Yeah.
And it was always fun, but it was mostly motherly neuroses.
We did that.
You haven't been by to see me in 2 days.
When I started, we would do a little Friday prediction kind of thing. That was fun. That was a lot of fun.
It was
and meeting them at your house.
Yes, you became part of it too
on special occasions. Meeting them at your house.
Yeah. So anyway, a lot of memories over the weekend.
Well. I'm sure she was thrilled in heaven to see Auburn win the SEC championship over the weekend.
Yeah, and I certainly am going to be pulling for them. I really am. It's 8:51. You know, it's kind of late in the show to be doing this, but it is time to talk about Food Outlet. We give away a $20 Food Outlet gift certificate every morning as for the correct answer to our pop quiz following Jay's Random Facts. And they were prepared for St. Patrick's Day, because they had green cabbage by the head on sale for 57 cents a pound. And that is very healthy.
Oh, yeah.
If you're trying to lose weight with just a little seasoning, you can fill up on cabbage. It's a good side.
It does.
Loaded with minerals.
You can smell it all over the house, that's for
well,
sure.
Well, there is that. But it's worth the payoff is worth it. Also, in the meat department, best meat department in town, man. USDA grade A quality meats at the lowest prices you'll find anywhere, including specials this week on rump roast at $4.54 a pound. Chicken tenders, the big fat ones, the real ones, fresh. The biggest you'll see in any store, $2.26 a pound. That's an incredible price. Also, Food Outlet has Dasani water, a 24-pack of fresh bottled water, $3.60 for that. A gallon of Sunny D is $2.44. And Heinz Ketchup, as Janelle used to call it, $2.63 for the 21-ounce stand-on-its-head bottle. And all Bluebell ice cream is just $2.33 a pint, all flavors. Pillsbury Flour, $3.51 for the 5-pound bag. Food Outlet, 3543 Highway 14 in Millbrook. In Prattville on Main Street, west of Highway 31. And I'll see you Sunday morning, Coliseum Boulevard, next to Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall.
From the Goodson Group. Have you ever considered turning your home into a rental and build wealth at the same time? People throughout the River Region are doing that right now. By investing wisely in the right property or turning your current home into a rental is the secret. Hiring a property manager to professionally manage your property is the way to prosperity. Our company does all of the advertising, personally showing prospective tenants, does a thorough background check and credit report, before moving forward. Over 15 critical services are provided to our clients in protecting the asset, but also providing the best residence in your home possible. Collecting rent on time and frequent inspections help landlords feel better about renting their house, and to provide clean, well-kept homes that anybody would be proud to call home. For a complete list of property management services, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group at 221-2883 or 551-0225.
Ahoy there, landlubbers! Is your stomach yearning for some great seafood? Or maybe it's a meat and three you're craving? So set sail for Little Fish Tail Seafood Bar and Grill, the undisputed champion of deliciousness in Lake Jordan and Slapout. We're talking great food, fantastic drinks, and fabulous music. They're like pirates with spices, creating flavor combinations that'll make your taste buds do a jig. Go see them on Lightwood Road or call 543-4561. Don't forget a free grab bag for the little ones.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. It's true, rates aren't as low as they have been for the past couple of years, but there are still many homeowners that could benefit from refinancing their current mortgage. There are a lot of things in life that are out of our control, but your mortgage rate is not one of them. If you currently have an adjustable rate mortgage, then you owe it to yourself to give us a call.
Adjustable rate mortgages make sense for some people in stable markets, but in this wild, ever-changing rate environment, it only makes sense to secure a fixed interest rate. A fixed interest rate will give you the peace of mind that your rate is locked. Your rate will not be subject to change with the political and economic tides.
At Alabama Home Mortgage, you can personalize your term. We offer 8-year to 30-year mortgages and everything in between. Grab your mortgage statement and give us a call.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage, because folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
What are you planning on using your tax refund on? With Southern Steel's strong, durable, and built-to-last metal structures, you can build anything from towering warehouses, pole barns, manufactured metal roof panels, or even a barn dominium. Save time and money with a quick turnaround and enjoy unmatched protection against the elements. Whether you're a business owner seeking efficiency or a homeowner looking for peace of mind, choose Southern Steel for a lifetime of security. Trust in quality. Visit them today and build your dreams in steel. 1295 North McDonough Street, 240-2223.
Hi, I'm Brian McMahon with Turf Stalkers. Within a few months of advertising with Blue Water, our customer base doubled. If you're looking for similar results, we highly recommend advertising with Blue Water.
Radio works. It's as simple as that. Call us to find out how radio can work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
All right, sit down. I'm going to do a new song. And if you get it, you just get it. Well, I don't know if we really landed people on the moon. I'm not sure if Lady Gaga uses auto-tune. And I'm uncertain there'll be peace over in the Middle East. But I just saw a big sign, honey, and one thing is true. That I do know we'll be stopping at Bucky's. Time to have some fun. Like a gas station, car wash, barbecue, Cracker Barrel, Walmart, all in one. I've been driving these wide open spaces. Now I need a redneck oasis. Take my money, bucket, baby, it's my lucky day. A pile of sauce and beaver nuggets, try a little fudge. Turkey and a pulled pork sandwich just because. Get a leather bolo and a hoodie for the wife. Cast iron frying pan, taffy and a dive. Get some roasted pecans, chewed for the dog. Positive encouragement painted on a log. A lunch man, a pudding, a Cali chicken wrap. A coffee for the journey, a Bucky Beaver cap. What's up, West Virginia? It's my ritual. Stomach's growling, my gas tank's empty, and my bladder's full. I've been hanging with the unwashed masses. Bible verses on shot glasses. Take my money, bucket, baby, cinnamon roll. Homemade gravy, take my money, bucket, honey, it's my lucky day.
Tim Hawkins and the tribute, and I still have not been to Bucky's. I'm planning on it though.
Well, we can do a destination kind of trip to Auburn if you want.
There you go, road trip, guys.
Yeah,
Jay, you in on that?
Nope.
Okay. I knew you were going to say that, but you know, if I don't ask, then he's mad because we never include him in anything.
I go to the one in Foley when I'm going to the condo down in Orange Beach.
Yeah, I have not even driven past one yet, but.
Oh, you'll know when you do.
Oh, my gosh. I've never seen so many...
Because you'll say exactly what he's about to say, and you'll also say, what is that? Oh, my God, it's a Bucky's.
Those are
the words you'll say.
By the way, the guy that introduced me to Bucky's was David Blackburn. David's going to be on with us this afternoon, 3:15 to 5, as we explore our ever-growing idiocracy. And it just gets worse. By the way, Putin won. What a shock that was.
Yeah, who saw that coming?
The polling had him at 100%, and it actually, the polling was accurate.
I don't usually believe the polls, but there it is.
Alabama Unfiltered next. Joey at noon. I'll see you at 3 after Joey.